Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
In 3, 2, 1.
7 moves in 7 minutes. I'm Georgie O'Call and this is the Sweat 7. You don't need any special equipment, just as long as you've got a bit of space, and if you need any help, check out the animations in the show notes.
Stop immediately if you feel unwell.
Welcome back to the Sweat 7. So we've got a beginner full body workout today. So if you are new to Sweat 7, it's a perfect one to start with. If you've been here before, then as you know, we can just push these exercises, make them work for you. So if you're not a beginner, doesn't matter. You will still get plenty out of this one. Your exercises for today, we're going to start with your inchworms and then come into your body weight squats. And then we're going to come back to your inchworms, but we're going to add a press up at the bottom of them and then walk all the way up. Then onto your back, we're going to move through your sit-ups, back onto your feet for some side lunges, opening up into your hips. Then we're bringing it down to your high plank position for some shoulder taps. And then to finish, we're going to come into your jump squats for the last exercise. So full body workout, 40 seconds on each move, 20 seconds rest in between. And we're going to be going in 10 seconds time with 10, those inchworms. Nine, so walking eight, it out to your high plank. Six, and I'm walking it five, back up to standing four, in 3, 2, 1.
Go.
So inchworms to start off with, dropping chin to chest, curling it all the way down through the spine, walking your hands out to a high plank and then walking it back up. I want you on this exercise to see if you can keep those legs relatively straight on the way down and on the way up. You can bend the knees when you need to, but we're just starting to stretch out into those hamstrings as we move through this. All the way out and all the way back up. You've got 10 more seconds, no rush on these. Last 5 seconds on your inchworms. 3, 2, 1. Good, well done. Bring it up onto your feet. We're going to come into 40 seconds of body weight squats. So with your squats, feet about hip distance apart, we can have a slight turn out of the toes.
Nine,
and we're putting pressure through the toes
seven,
and through the heels
six,
as we
five,
move all the way down,
four,
all the way up in 3, 2, 1.
Go.
So nice and even pressure through those feet, big toe, little toe, heel, as I always say. Just to keep it nice and stable as we drop down, drop up. And just have a little look at what your knees are doing. Are they dropping towards each other? Are they pushing out towards the sides? We're just finding information about how our body moves and trying not to let those knees drop towards each other at the bottom of that squat. So if they are doing that, just think about pushing them out slightly at the bottom of that move. 10 more seconds on your squats. Give me a couple more. You've got 5 seconds. 3, 2, 1. Good, well done. So we're coming back to your inchworms, and at the bottom, when we get into that high plank position, I want you to drop into a press up. That might mean dropping down towards your knees. It might mean staying on your feet. Whatever works for you. We go in 5 seconds time, inchworm into a press up in 3, 2, 1.
Go.
Walk it all the way out, drop it into a press at the bottom, and then walk your hands back towards your feet, roll it all the way up, shoulders roll back. 30 seconds here, so you've done these inchworms. Once you know how they feel, maybe we start to add some pace, or maybe adding that press up at the bottom is enough. You're more than halfway through. Give me one or two more on these inchworms. 10 more seconds, all the way out. Pause, press, and all the way back up. You've got 3, 2, 1. Great work. Let's bring it onto the mat for your sit-up. So on your back, knees are bent, heels are on the ground, and we're coming all the way up, trying to get chest to knees and then lowering back down.
8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Go. So try and keep your heels on the floor as we lift up through these sit-ups. If that full range is not available to you, then just smaller crunches through the bottom half of that movement is fine. Otherwise, we go full range, chest all the way to the knees and all the way back down. Squeezing your belly button towards your spine. So these won't be particularly quick. We just keep moving through them for the full 40 seconds. You're already more than halfway. Last 10 seconds on these sit-ups. Your final 5, 3, 2, 1. Excellent. Bring it up onto your feet. We are going to alternate through our side lunges now. So from standing, we step out nice and deep with one leg bending into that knee, bringing it back to standing, and then out into the other leg, into the other side lunge, keeping the back nice and flat in 3, 2, 1. Go. Side lunges, alternating sides. So as one knee bends deeply, the other leg stays nice and straight to allow for the kind of range that we need in these side lunges. Stepping out one side, then the other. So big side lunge out, bring it back to the center, and then over to the other side. Halfway. Great work, keeping that back nice and flat, making sure we're not rounding through the spine on these, pushing the hips back, making space. 10 more seconds. Good, last 5, 3, 2, 1. Nice, let's bring it back up into your upper body, into your core. So from your high plank, we're going into shoulder taps for this second to last exercise. So let's set up in that high plank position, and then we're going to reach one hand to the opposite shoulder in 5 seconds time. 4, 3, 2, 1. Here we go, so shoulder taps. And what I want you to watch for here is those hips swinging from side to side. If you've listened to this podcast before, you will know I'm always going on about that hip swing. But it's important, we squeeze that core, we keep those hips nice and level. That might mean that we take the feet wider, we take them all the way to the edges of the mat just to help with that stability, with that balance. As we reach one hand to opposite shoulder, that hand back down, switching sides. 10 more seconds on your shoulder taps. We are almost there, team. 5 seconds. 3, 2, 1. Six moves down, one to go. Bring it up onto your feet. We are going to finish with 40 seconds of jump squats. So coiling up like a spring all the way down and then exploding all the way up to the top for this last move. 6, in 5, 5 seconds, 4, 3, 2, 1. Go. 40 seconds of jump squats to finish, all the way down and all the way up. Now listen, if this is not available to you right now, today, then just moving through some body weight squats is perfect. Otherwise, it is jump squats all the way for the next 25 seconds. I want you to really drive forward with those hips at the top of that movement. Feel like you're flying. Get as much range as you can. As much lift through each jump. You have only got 10 seconds on these. Your legs start to feel tired. Just bring it into your regular squats, but we keep moving for 5 seconds. 3, 2, 1. are done. You have made it. If that is your first time joining us here for the Sweat 7, then thank you very much for joining us. There are plenty more workouts available for you. Full body, upper body, lower body, abs, the whole thing. So hopefully you will join us again very soon for more Sweat 7.
Sweat 7 is written and presented by Georgie Yokel and is part of the Smart 7 Network, published by Daft Doris.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.